Let's bring in our next guest analyst. It's going to be Craig Bolanos. He's the CEO of the Wealth Management Group in Chicago. Thanks for being on, Craig.
Hey, Scott. Good morning. I don't know about you, but I think Christmas came early to everybody's 401k.
If it holds, that's great. Yeah.
Oh, come on. What do you mean if it holds? We're in the seasonal part of the market that is the strongest, and we got everything that we wanted starting on the 1st of November from a confirmation that the Fed is probably done, even though they talked up. We know they're done. We got the job data we wanted. We got the inflation data we wanted. And I think the only way someone's overtly bearish going into 2024, now I said overtly bearish, is someone's got to believe that everything that didn't go wrong in 2023, meaning the things we thought were going to happen, actually occur in 2024. I just don't think that's the case.
Okay, so Fed funds, the normal rate over like the last 50 years is like 6%. Between 5 and 7, depending on how many years you go back. But would you agree with that?
Yeah, I'm very happy with my current money market CD and treasury bill. It feels normal to me.
Good. So I have a very difficult time on getting to the point where people are calling for rate cuts, because that means, I mean, these people are calling for rate cuts because saying the Fed did their job. Now we can bring rates back to those 15 years of zero, which was insane.
Well, I do want to say this. We've talked about it before on this radio program and on TV. I think the market's gotten ahead of itself, pricing in like a 92% chance of the first rate cut in the first half of 2024. But the reality is, I don't think we need the Fed to cut rates in order to continue to have growth in the major indices next year. We just have to have the Fed not give us any hawkish rhetoric. I really think that's the case, because I don't think earnings are going to collapse. I think earnings are just going to come down. I don't think the economy is going to contract. I think the economy is just going to continue to slow. And that's a decent recipe for 2024.
Well, I think the Fed's rhetoric of, you know, higher for longer, you know, they've said that. I think that they're done cutting rates or done hiking rates, too. I mean, I feel comfortable in saying that. But I'm going to change that to it's going to be normal for longer. So anybody that thinks that they're going to get a 3% mortgage is smoking. I mean, we're not going back to the rates that we thought we had. That's just not going to happen.
And no, that goes back to your opening talking point. I'm sorry to jump in, but you know, when I look at the interest rate environment today, it looks like 2005. In fact, I would argue it looks just like it did in 1995. Hell, I would say not 1982, but 1987, Whitney Houston saying, I want to dance with somebody. The interest rates are where they were. So, yeah, we're just back to normal. So guess what, everybody? We got to start putting money into a savings account, because who wants to finance the car at 9%?
And that's the problem. The consumer has got over record high levels of credit card debt. We're going to go over $34 trillion in debt because of interest, right? Next year, we're going to have $1 trillion interest payment. We're going to have our interest payment be roughly 10% of our budget. It's different this time around because of how much money we've borrowed, and that's going to be the problem. The consumer, if you ask me, is just about to break. And if that's 65% of the economy or 70% of the economy, that's where I see the trouble. Because if you do the numbers, you know, Adobe and what else? Salesforce, all those people that really track e-commerce. E-commerce, you know, for Black Friday and Cyber Monday, that was up, you know, 7, 8, 9%, depending on who you subscribe to. But when you take into consideration bricks and mortar, because e-commerce is still only 24% of the number, bricks and mortar are still 76% of sales. And when you take into consideration those things, they had a dud. And they brought down those numbers big time, so that the real number for Black Friday, Cyber Monday was 2 to 2.5%, depending on who you subscribe to. And then if you take that against inflation at 3.2%, that's down. And then on top of that, you've got buy now, pay later, those new things that people are putting, you know, buy now, pay later. It's another way to borrow money. That's up 47% year on year. That tells me that we got problems.
Yeah, that shows that the consumer is going to naturally have to slow down. But again, I think it's a slowdown. I don't think it's an outright contraction. in the same way I've learned. You don't bet against the American farmer. You don't ever bet against the American consumer. And don't bet against the American CEO. What if these guys find a way to cost cut and leverage AI to profitability? I mean, I'm not just hanging it on that, but those are all narratives that could continue to play out. I don't think we're going to have double-digit growth in equity prices next year. I think everything you're suggesting is just a reminder that investors can stay invested, but maybe you don't want to have portfolios running at 19.6 times earnings. Maybe people actually need to get into the value and the quality trade, which I know hasn't worked, but that might be the place for those that want to stay in the game for the long haul.
All right. A 5% tenure, if we get back up there. Look pretty good. We'll see, but yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. So I'm cautious. I mean, yeah, look, 8.5% in 1 month is insane. It's insane. And if anybody wants to follow that and try to, you know, what are they going to be looking for as far as the return if they're going to try to put money in on the back of that, right? What do we got to do in December? I mean, it's just tough. But we'll leave it. I love having you on because we get in these talks. I don't really get these talks with anybody else, but I appreciate it. Have a great weekend, Craig. Craig Milano sees with the Wealth Management Group in Chicago. We're going to go away. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to come back and talk more after this.